follow-ups.
Good morning, Angels.
We had him on air last Friday. His name is Martin Venter, 22 years old. And as you heard there in the recap, been looking after himself and his family, mom and two siblings. Tough times, you know, for a lot of people, especially if you worked before the lockdown and you can't work during the lockdown. It was already tough. Now it's really, really tough. Also lost his, doesn't have an ID at this stage. Can't claim UIF. You know, that makes it even harder. It really, really does. But I can tell you that since that morning, we've had just so much reaction. Martin Venter is on the line. Martin, morde. Lekker en jy?
Ach, het gaan baie beter van die laatste keer dat ons gepraat het.
Ja, het was nogal een oomblik geweest daar in die ochend geweest. En ek denk, ek hoop het een verskil gemaakt in julle levens. Maar net voor ons daar kom, het ek recht gehoord, het iemand gister jou phone gesteeld? Were you mugged yesterday?
Het is gebeur gister, ja. Het is net so vanaf gebeur, ek het niet geëxpect om te gebeur, en ek is net blij, ek is veilig.
And they mugged you at knife point as well?
Ja, met een leven, het was 3 mensen geweest, het was 3 people.
Ugh, my goodness, sorry about that. Maar ons het jou nou aan gekry op een ander phone, en ek is blij, jy is okay. You know, it's, if it's not raining, it pours, eh? Martin, so sedert ons laaste praat het laaste vrijdagochtend, het daar soveel mense met ons contact gemaakt, wat net wil bijdra en jou uithelp. En ek, het is my plezier om die volgende mense te bedank. Ernst Erasmus het 2000 oorbetaal. Madeleine Creer het 2000 oorbetaal. Melody Kotze het 1000. Daar is een persoon wat anoniem wil bly, wat 10.000 inbetaal het. Marieke Joubert wat kos en komberse. So hier is mense wat inbetaal het en jy weet vir jou en vir julle om het een klein bykie makkeliker te maak. Jy weet vir die pad vorentoe. Maar wat vir my regtig waar uitgestaan het, Martin, is ons het oproepe gekry en e-posse gekry van nie net van Suid-Afrika af nie, maar van oor die wêreld, mense wat inskakel. Wat ongelooflik is. En this is where this story becomes so incredible and so interesting and so different. Dat is waar besonders maak. Is we got this message from two guys that live in Rotterdam in the Netherlands.
Sure.
They're not South African, they're Dutch. Mm-hmm. But they love South Africa. They've been here before. They love the Kruger National Park, etc., etc. And they happened to be listening that morning. And that makes me, nothing makes me happier to know that this community of kind people, this kindness, is not just restricted within the boundaries of this country, mm-hmm. that it is shared outside of our country, even as far as Rotterdam. I mean, it's just incredible. Op die lijn, Martin, is iemand genaamd Jeroen Dijk. And Jeroen was listening that morning with his partner. We'll speak about his partner now as well. Jeroen, goeiemorgen. Good morning.
Goeiemorgen. That's the only Afrikaans word I can pronounce. So, good morning.
You did it very well. You were listening on Friday morning, and like so many other people, you know, you were really touched by this story, right?
Yeah, it's really heartbreaking if you have such a difficult start in life, and now with the COVID crisis, absolutely devastating. Yeah.
Yourself and your partner, is it Pepin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Pepijn. Pepijn. Yourself and Pepijn, you love South Africa. You've been here before. You love coming here on holiday, right?
Yeah, every year. So for the last 15 years.
Oh,
yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
You love the Kruger National Park? And
We've been through the whole country. We've seen all places, yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite?
Well, I have to say, yeah, it's going to be the Kruger,
National Park.
We go there every year, yeah.
Well, listen, firstly, thanks for visiting our country. Thanks for coming here, and I hope when all this is done and over and we can travel again that we can welcome you back here and meet you in person.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, and I was, as I was saying on air just before we started the call, nothing makes me happier to know that this kindness, this community of kind-hearted people and giving people, you know, crosses borders, even to to Rotterdam in the Netherlands. So yeah. So welcome to the Good Morning Angels family. You were touched by this story, and you've got something to tell Martin Venter. He's on the other line.
Yeah. We want to help him out, him and his family, for the coming at least 4 months with 4,000 rand a month. So you have at least a little bit of a steady income. So if we can do that, then we are very, very glad to.
Martin, het jy dit gehoor?
Ek het het gehoor,
Hulle gaan julle uithelp met 4,000 rand 'n maand vir die volgende paar maande, net om vir jou daai stabiliteit te gee. En dit kom met verskriklik baie liefde van die ander kant van die wêreld, Rotterdam, in die Nederlande. Dit is ongelooflik om te weet daar soveel mense omgee, selfs mense wat nog net toeriste was hierso. Hulle gee vir jou en vir jou familie om.
Sjoch, ek weet nie om te sê dankie nie, soos die mens het nie net ons lewens beter gemaakt nie, hulle het het verander, en hulle het ons weer allemaal hoop gegee. Ek
Thanks.
Weet nie wat anders om te sê nie.
Thanks for the assistance.
Dankie vir allemaal. Yeah. Thanks very much for the assistance.
Jeroen and Pepijn, thanks for the assistance and for giving them hope, he says.
Yeah, glad we can help.
Well, listen, what do you guys do in Rotterdam, by the way?
We own a dog hotel, so it's like boarding and daycare for dogs. So already a couple of dogs here standing right in front of me,
okay.
Saying like, let me get in, I want to play. Yeah.
Well, you're going to look after the dogs. That is incredible. Yeah. Tell your partner, Pepijn, as well, thank you so much for the caring, and thanks for spreading the good news and listening to us from Rotterdam.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. Take
good
care there, guys.
Cool, man. Cheers, Jeroen.
Bye.
It's just incredible that they would be listening from Rotterdam in the first place.
Yeah.
And I heard the story of Martin Venter and his family. So, Martin, daar is al klaar vir jou. A hele paar duisende rande vir julle vir 'n verskil. En die laaste ding wat ek vir jou gaan sê is, later vandag gaan daar iemand vir jou 'n lykie gee. And I apologize for being vague, but this person who definitely has the means, but insists on staying anonymous, wants to come and chat to you guys to look at a possible solution for a job as well as housing. So jy gaan 'n lekker oproep later vanmiddag ook kry, en ons gaan weer opvolg met jou daaroor. So geniet daai ene. Ons is gelukkig genoeg om luisteraars te hê. Ek wil amper sê in al die regte plekke, as ek kom by Good Morning Angels, soos jy later vanmiddag ook gaan uitvind, en het ek nou uitgevind het somme van Rotterdam en Amsterdam af. So, alles van die beste, Martin.
Ek wil net sê, as ek kan vannag, baie dankie vir 94.2, vir jou, Martin en Bester, en vir Good Morning Angels, en vir allemaal anderste wat ons al gehelp het so ver. Jy het graag waar het leven verander.
Nee man, luister, alles van die beste, groete vir jou ma, en vir jou boetie en jou sissie. Ons dink kan julle al die pad hoor. Ek sal weer opvolg met jou en kyk of jou right is. En ek hoop daar oproep wat jy later vanmiddag gaan kry, gaan julle paar oplossings bied. Selfs as dit kom by jou ID-boek en al.
Baie dankie.
Cheers, Martin. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, man, what an incredible community of kind-hearted, giving, benevolent, altruistic people from around the world, really. We call Good Morning Angels. Good job, angels. Good job as far as Rotterdam.
Thank you, Martin, for your help. You is wonderful what you for the mensen. Mag hier heren, you'll see.
Good Morning Angels with Martin Bester.